This is the Social Geek Radio Network. Recorded live at the FranServe 2023 convention in Orlando, it's the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, July 12th, 2023. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. Thanks to Alicia Visconti and her entire crew at FranServe for putting on a fantastic show and hosting us here this week. McDonald's announced yesterday that the company will be discontinuing the McCafe bakery, phasing out the sale of three bakery items from all restaurants. Meanwhile, the McDonald's Krispy Kreme co-branding partnership, which began last fall as a test in one market, has since expanded to 160 restaurants. Dogtopia announced their Scruffy Lookalike Contest in celebration of their mascot Scruffy's birthday. Now through August 7th, you can enter your own furry friend for a chance to win. You can participate by adding a photo to Instagram with the hashtag Scruffy's Twin. The winner will be featured in a national social media campaign for Dogtopia. Nick Gill, CEO and president of Dogtopia, said, "Representing the ultimate Dogtopia dog, Scruffy embodies all elements of a well-rounded daycare dog and the wellness benefits Dogtopia offers." Wings Etc. and its affiliated brands have announced the launch of the Wings Etc. Foundation, a nonprofit 501c3 charitable organization that will pursue the mission of improving children's lives. As its first major initiative, the foundation has partnered with St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital with the goal of donating $250,000 in the first 12 months. The Wings Etc. Foundation will implement a guest check roundup program at company locations starting this month and then will roll out to the entire franchise system in August. Chief Procurement Officer and President of the Wings Etc. Foundation, Eric Stuczynski, said, "Our leadership has been determined to make deeper connections and implement more effective programs to address the needs of children." According to the charitable organization U.S. Hunger, children are most at risk for food insecurity in the summer months when school is out and school meals are unavailable. College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving is helping with donations. The full-service moving and junk removal company is a longtime supporter of the nonprofit that strives to end childhood hunger. For every moving or junk hauling job completed, College Hunks donates two nutritious meals for a child experiencing food insecurity. U.S. Hunger helps distribute the meals to those in need. Co-founder Nick Friedman said, "Our company is built around community and service, and I'm proud that we've been able to give back to the people and places in which we operate through our partnership with U.S. Hunger." People News and Career Moves is up next. This is the Franchise News Podcast, brought to you today by Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more, all through text. Visit textrequest.com to see a demo or text or call 423-218-0111 right now to talk about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. Career moves this week include Yum! Brands announcing that Taco Bell CEO Mark King is retiring. He will be succeeded by the brand's Global Chief Brand and Strategy Officer, Sean Tresvant, effective January 1st. Tresvant will report to Yum! CEO David Gibbs. Papa John's International announced the appointment of former Nike CFO Ravi Thanawala as Chief Financial Officer. Noodles & Company has named Mike Hines as its new CFO. Roma Corp. and Tony Romas announced the appointment of Mohamina Hake to CEO. Hake previously served as legal counsel. SkyZone announced Joe Tenzar will be the new CIO. Velvet Taco added a new VP of Marketing, Brooke Perry. Golden Corral welcomes Dawn Gillis as its new Chief Information Officer. Matt Toy is the new VP of Marketing at D1 Training. Mackenzie Mullinex has joined the IFA's Government Relations team as coordinator. And Keith Levinson is now VP of Franchise Growth at Client Tether. Congratulations to all, and go get 'em. In events news, the International Franchise Association's Open for Opportunity Roadshow is coming to Chicago next week, July 20th and 21st. During this OFO stop, IFA plans to host site visits at franchise locations, roundtables, panel discussions, and much more with brands from the Chicago area, elected officials, third-party groups, and the media. If you're interested in participating, please contact IFA's Paul Calkins at pcalkins@franchise.org. And finally, Franchise Expo South is back in Fort Lauderdale September 8th and 9th. MFV Expositions and the IFA are partnering again to create a showcase of diverse franchise concepts and help entrepreneurs explore opportunities and connect with franchisors. Franchisors, reserve your space in the exhibit hall today. MFV just had one of the best expos ever in New York City with more than 6,000 attendees. To learn more about Franchise Expo South in Fort Lauderdale, visit franchiseexpo.com/south. And join me there in the podcast zone, chatting with franchise leaders for a new series of podcasts courtesy of IFA and MFV. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.